The title of today's shiur is the Akedah. When confronted by Uri, quite suddenly, to speak publicly 8:30 on a Thursday morning, my initial reaction was akin to being brought on the Akedah. It is, however, one of the most spectacular parshas in Bereishis. The Akedah, where we gain our defense against our persecutors during the Yom Nerum. The ultimate inspiration for Yidden over the centuries who have given their lives al Kedushas Hashem. Three Talmidim of the Mezrich and Magid sat together discussing the Akedah. One of them questioned, what is it so remarkable about Avraham Avinu being prepared to sacrifice his son Yitzchak? What's the fuss about? For you to receive direct divine instruction to do this, would you not have acted similarly? Look how many Yidden throughout the centuries have offered their lives al Kiddush Hashem, and the Eibishter never even spoke to them. The first disciple suggested that the ability of later generations to do this was as a result of Avraham Avinu's original act. This had been genetically transmitted through their spiritual genes. Avraham, the instigator, had not received such an inheritance from his father Terach. The second Talmud proposed that the Chiddush was both in the Cheshkas HaMitzvah and the Simcha in which it was performed. Vayashkem Avraham Baboyke, he got up. Another person would have spent the night savoring the last few hours in his child's company before he takes him to the slaughter. The third one examined the wording of the text in the Pusik. V'loichusachtu et bimchu et yechitku mimeni. Would have been sufficient to say, V'loichusachtu et bimchu et yechitku. Full stop. It would initially appear as if the word mimeni is superfluous. However, upon closer examination, one can glean a deeper insight into his amazing Avodas Hashem. What greater happiness could Avraham Avinu have had than the knowledge that his only son was ultimately spared the knife? And yet, the Torah testifies that his joy stemmed from the fact that he was able to fulfill the Rutzen HaBoira in not sacrificing Yitzchak. His simcha emanated from the Mimeni, not in sparing his son, but in fulfilling the Rebbein Shlomo's Rutzen, which was now not to shech Yitzchak. Let's use this background as a springboard to analyze the enormous degree of the Nisoyah, but we'll pose several kashas on the parsha. Firstly, why is it called Akedat Yitzchak? Could be Hakruvat Yitzchak, Ha'aluat Yitzchak. It says the word Haleyu in the Pusik. What's so significant about the binding? Akedah. Next, the best kasha, everybody asks, why is it called Vuhu Elokim Nisu Es Avraham? Wasn't it the test for Yitzchak? Yitzchak was younger, less spiritually accomplished. Yitzchak was instructed by his father. Avraham was instructed by the Rebbein Shlomo directly. Who should be the Nisoyim bigger for? The Teretz, which the Welt says, but just mentioning it, that it's easier to die al Kiddush Hashem than to live al Kiddush Hashem, which means simply that Yitzchak, after the Akedah, would have departed for a better world, would have received the schar, whereas Avraham Avinu would have entered a bedroom every morning to see an empty room where his son used to be, and to see and face every single day an absence of his cherished child. That goes on for much, much longer. Another question is, a Mamin in Avraham Avinu's league, somebody who had witnessed divine intervention protecting Suro Yemaini from Paro, and a Malach coming in to beat him through the night, Al-Zavar Suro, and Avraham Avinu, which witnessed the destruction of an entire city of Sodom going up in smoke in front of his eyes. Avraham Avinu having witnessed and felt Besura Yachzei Elokim, having hurled himself into a Kivshanu Eish and come out and emerged unscathed. So, Mamish, the Rebbein Shlomo Bechish, there's no Chochmas by the Rebbein Shlomo, if he wants something, that's what's going to be. would obviously recognize that if the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted Yitzchak Avinu to be brought up on the Akedah as a Korban, it would be futile to think of any alternative schemes. It would be logical to fall in line to do and pass that Akedah Berutzen than to do it to Kfi and to be forced into it. And finally we'll ask, at 37 years of age, Yitzchak L'Choyla might have been asked his approval of this test, considering the major role that he was about to play and he's going to be the Korban. Father might have taken him aside and said, my entire kin, are you prepared to give your life for Kiddush Hashem? Nothing. He walks to the Akedah. The first thing that Yitzchak hears was, Lekim yira Eloi haseh le'olu. From the Nij, Bini, as these are. Bayar chishnai miachtof. No introduction. There's not one answer which goes and answers all the themes to it, but we'll address a ksasot to start with. Avum, he says, Avum Uvini's ultimate test was that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him room for ambiguity here. He was able to divest himself from his own negiyus to interpret the Ribbono Shel Olam's request honestly. That's one yesod. We'll develop it later. And the second yesod was brought down from Sasemet in the name of the Chiddush Harim. Avraham Avinu had two choices how he's going to perform the Akedah. He could do it clinically. He could suppress his paternal instincts, get on with it, do the job, perform the mitzvah, over with. On the other hand, he could also maximize the opportunity, raise the Akedah to unfathomable spiritual heights, in his boundless love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring it to a new realm, to new heights. That was the nisra. Let's develop. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Kachnu et pincha et yichitchu ashohaftu et yitzchok v'ha'alayhi le'oilo." Doesn't say ishchutayhi. There was ambiguity. Open-ended. The Ribbono Shel Olam left it to his interpretation. There goes Avraham Avinu walking 3 days in the Midbar, thinking, what did he say? What did he mean? Did he mean shechtim? Did he mean bring him? The Medrash says that the Sultan came along to help to convince him in his shalas and said to him, come on, you know for sure that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. He wants you to bring him and to bring him onto the Akedah, but not necessarily to shecht him. He didn't say Ishkotai, he said Vahalai. Avraham Avinu's desire was to fulfill the rutzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam. To divest himself of his own negiyus, he pursued the emes, even though in front of him stared him in the face, Ki beYitzchok Yikurai Lechu Zura. How is it going to reconcile? You can't kill him and then afterwards have generations of Eden afterwards. And it's even more delicate because there's a negiyah there which is so idle. He's thinking too in his mind, Vahalai Ishkutai, if I'm going to shecht him, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't mean shecht him, that's the end of the eternity of Kalisu. I might even be a wanton murderer. But then maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam does mean Ishkutai. How is he going to interpret it? The Ramban says, "Va'ivaka atze oilu," that he went and he chopped wood beforehand. There should be wood without worms. The tachlis ahide, the entry to Har Amoriyu was supposed to be to bring a korban kilei kulil mit al hedirim, and therefore the akedas Yitzchak is crucial because binding was there in order to hold him in place. So he asked his father, tie me hand and foot to see that chas v'shulam I shouldn't move when the chalav licked off my house. When the knife is just about to cut, I might jerk, I might be passing the cord. Okay, so I'm oynus rachmu the potter. That's not what he was looking for. He wanted this perfection. No excuse. The Baal HaKedah Yitzchak, who was from the last of the Rishonim, gave a very fascinating mushal. A ganav was caught having perpetrated a theft. So he brought him to judgment. He stands in the courtroom, and the judge says to him, "Are you going to own up?" He said to him, "No, I didn't do anything." He says, "You stole." "No, I didn't." "Own up!" "No." Brings the man inside, with him, take him over, and they start to beat him. "Enough of this, enough of this. Did you steal?" "No." "Did you steal?" "No, Chachna." "No." And you could see the person is in agony, but he wouldn't just stop. "Bring his son." They went, police came back with his son, said, "Put him on the table. Take the whip." Primitive justice. "Hit him." Start to hit the son. Then they turn to the father. "Did you steal?" And the father looks at the son, and the son's got the tears rolling down his cheek, and he's screaming, "I can't stand the pain." And he says, "Hit him." And he mercilessly go ahead and hit him forward, and he says to him, "Did you steal?" "I stole, I gambled, Krishmoyza, everything, it's true, I stole." Take him down. People ask the man afterwards, "You yourself were writhing in agony when they beat you. What's the change when you suddenly brought your son?" "When I went up that drain pipe and I came to steal that jewelry, I already had in mind that if I'm going to get caught, if they'll beat the living daylights out of me, no way will I confess. So that I was prepared for. But when they took my son and I saw the tears rolling down his cheek, I wasn't prepared for that. They took me like this, and then all of a sudden said to me, 'Nu, are you Moise?' So I confessed." Avraham Avinu was prepared every second of the day. He was prepared. He was a man that jumped into the Kipshan who aged and emerged unscathed. He was prepared to give his life any time of the day. V'chol nevochuchu, v'chol nafshuchu. Afili noitles nafshechu. Yitzchok Avinu, no problem. You can see from the beginning of Rashi Rai, he spoke to Yishmuel. He says, "Halavai Rabbeinu Shem should ask me to give my life for him. Gladly I would do so." So you've got proof that they were prepared. But to take his son, his child, and to take him up on that kaida, this is the chamoyer of the kenesoyim. It's in a completely different league. There's another nekida. Yitzchok got his instruction straight from Avraham. It's either going to be the sheep or it's going to be you. There's no room for interpretations. If you're going to go on that kaida, you're going to go on that kaida. Avu Movini, Vahalai, Ishkutai, Efshayo, Efshanai. There's a different dag of Nisoyan there. Rabbi Yaakov Razumina in his cipher explains Avraham being Midas HaChesed and Yitzchok being Midas HaGvira makes it much, much more formidably difficult for a person to be Makir of his son if his intrinsic nature is giving and Chesed than Yitzchok, who is Midas HaGvira and Din. So therefore that also magnifies the dagger of the Nisoyan here. Because in the end of the day, the act, if we take it clinically, was a cruel and callous act to do for Avraham Avinu, and here he is, the Isha Chesed, taking a child with a knife, and he's going to kill him. Sasema says in the name of Chiddush Hashem that when the Rebbeinu Shlomo said to Yitzchok, "Kachnu es binchu es yichitchu asher haftu es Yitzchok," it was a parallel to Maaseh Bereishis. Yehiru kia b'soich hamoyim. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo said Yehiru kia, the Himmel alom zech geshokit, the world shuddered. And when he said to him, "Kachnu es binchu es yichitchu," he imbued him inside with feelings of paternal love, of affection, of cherishing that child, as binchu es yichitchu asher haftu es Yitzchok, which increased, this was Rebbein Shlom speaking to him, which increased the Nisoyan manifold with an unparalleled ahava and love. And so therefore it explains another pusik, Shachoyre is mamish habitnye. Vayoyim me Yitzchok el Avraham Uvi. Vayoyim me Uvi, Vayoyim me Hineni. What the Torah is writing, novel? Is it a book with rhetoric here? Or is speaking about Vayoyim me Yitzchok el Avraham, he said to his father, and he said to him, "Daddy," and he said to him, "Yes, my son." What is this? Yehidus Vos is gemost in every word. Zuk the Heilige Chedish Harim. Vayoyim me Yitzchok el Avraham Uvi, he told him, you've got the opportunity now to do this akaida one of two ways. We're walking together, you're silent, you're contemplating, you're thinking. Maybe you're trying to close those fatherly emotions. Maybe you're trying to suppress them. Maximize the akaida! This is an Nesor in the Doire! Ma'asu Uva, Sim and the Bunim! He told him, Hayoyim Yitzchok al Avum Uvir, open those fatherly feelings, let the emotions run. Hayoyim Uvi, tatten you! Where are we going together? Hayoyim, he said to him, don't think for one moment that I was trying to suppress those feelings. Neni Venit, the Gibistachman Kint, I haven't forgotten for one second what I'm doing. I'm doing it with every ounce and gram of ability to imbue it with all my paternal and fatherly instincts, thereby maximizing the nesoya. We can bring more ayahs just to show the attitude of which Avraham Avinu performed this. Vayach voishet chamoyroi, zukt Rashi from the Gemara, ahava mekalkeles es ashire, mit liebschaft, with love. He goes and he saddles his own ass. Why does it say in the Pusik, Ve'et Yitzchok b'noi, Ve'yusem al Yitzchok b'noi, Ve'yakod es Yitzchok b'noi. Don't we know that Yitzchok was the son? The Torah has to tell us three times over and over. But the stress is b'noi. It's his child. Let's maximize the b'noi. Until it came to the finale, and the climax of the Akaida, Ve'yikach es amacheles, Lishchot es b'noi. It doesn't say the word Yitzchok. At that point it was only his child. And that was going up for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Later on, Shvilchem Poyim Achamor. So what did he say? The Medrash says, Amadoyim Alachamor. What's that? Amadoyim Alachamor. Who is he speaking to? Okay, Yishmul. It's Abal Avayla. You can't understand that. He's speaking about Eliezer. Eliezer. Doilei Mashke Mitoilos Rabo Elachayrem. His prime pupil. Amadoyim Alachamor. He has to insult him. The Teretz is, at this moment of time, Avraham Avinu, there was no one else in the world. The focus was only Yitzchok Benoi. Everybody else at this moment of time before the Akaida is Doim Lachamor. Nothing. There's only one Nesoyim, one Yitzchok, one child. Rabbi Mendel Avuka says, Vehine Ayel Acha Nechaz Vasfach Bekarno. What says Ayel Acha? Ayel Nechaz Vasfach Bekarno would have been adequate. Acha comes to tell you that the soyan of the Akaida was performed with such love and dedication that Yitzchok became another ram. If not this Oilu, then it'll be another one. Such love, his son had just become Ayil Acha, not Hashem. Madrege. In passing, Alderman Avot Hertzl, the Baisa Suzuch in the Rucha, he said, Vayukom paro ilaylu memitusoy. Rashi says, Vayukom paro ilaylu, from where did he get up? That was at the time of Makkos Bechorot. That he told him, tonight, all the firstborn of Mitzrayim are going to be wiped off the face of the earth. So Rashi says, where did he get up when he ran to Moshe Rabbeinu? Memitusoy. Where else would he get up from? The swimming pool. Where was he going to get up from? Of course he's going to get up from there. So the Heilige Beis Yisur, a person is, the power is being taken to show the ultimate kefira, how a person can be a koifer. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave nine makas to Mitzrayim, every single one of them manifested and came true to the iota with every single detail. And now he's telling him the whole population of Mitzrayim is, every single firstborn child will perish tonight, midnight. And there go gegangen, and he put himself to bed and to sleep. So Rashi, you can parallel from where? Mimi Tulsoi! Gut, gleich schlupfen! Mit der Teufel Meribbe, if you speak about the Avraham Avinu, and we say that the Rebbeinu Shlomo told him, tomorrow go and take your child on the Akaida in Shechten. Vayashkaim Avruhom Baboike. He got up, that means that he rested. He was Be'emine Pshita, that if the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells him to do something, Kol Man Dovid Rachmun El Tavod, it can only be good. And at the Zoi came the Chleiken Schluffen. We spoke about the fact that Yitzchok wasn't he was not Avraham Avinu did not discuss it with him before he went out. kriegt das der Kasche, 37-year-old man, Geure, die starten, halt bei der Bar. For that we should go over to the Pasha with Avimelech for just a moment, where he comes to Rum Avinu this week and he says to him, and he said, Yishov v'di belekim, im tishkoy li, ilenini lenechti, to me, the Shviya is to be for my children, for my grandchildren, for Dorgers. I want you to swear that there will be no vengeance. And Avum said, who can make such a shvi? How can you know what your children, your grandchildren are going to do? Could be that in future generations they'll say, you know what they did to the Bub and Sura, we're going to be noikim once and for all, and we're going to take in Kumar. And Avraham Avinu says, "In Tishko Eli Lenini Lenechti," says Avimelech, "I want you to make that shvi'ah to me." How could he do such a thing? The truth is, the Rebbein Shloim undervoted. The Rebbein Shloim said, as far as Avraham Avinu was concerned, "Ki Yudati Lemana She Yitzave Es Beisev Es Bun of Achrov Yishom Yiderech Hashem." This is someone that you can underwrite an open check for. This is the Rebbein Shloim who says about Avraham Avinu that his chinuch is blue chip. This is a chinuch which is absolutely guaranteed. There will be no question about his children and einiklich ani einiklich v'shom yiderech Hashem. Avimelech couldn't make such an oath. No way. It says the Gemara Sota that the Plishtim eventually revoked completely and they went to attack the children. But regardless of that, he said, Unoichi Yishuvaya, I can underwrite it. My children, if I say that there will be no revenge, there will be no revenge. If we base it on that, there's no question about it. That when Avraham Avinu said that he's going in his mind to the Akedah, the question whether Yitzchak would or wouldn't come with wasn't at all on the horizon. There was no doubt in his mind that Yitzchak would follow. And what did he say? Elekim yire Eloi hasel le'oilu b'ni tomenish le'oilu is b'ni, if these are in Kolben, then you'll be the one. What does it say afterwards? Same simcha, no questions asked. Yitzchok went. Let's just summarize what we've spoken about. We asked the question, why Akedas Yitzchok and not Hakruvas Yitzchok, not Haluas Yitzchok? The word Halei appears in the Akedah as well. So we spoke about there was something significant about the binding. The binding symbolizes the detail expended by Avraham to fulfill the Nisoyon perfectly. There would be no blemishes and no flaws. We asked the Kasha, which was the Velt Kasha, why is it called Velokim Nisu Es Avraham? After all, Yitzchak was also tested. He gave many answers, of which some of them were, Avraham had the ambiguity of the Halai, how to interpret that word. Yitzchak didn't have the ambiguity, he was told directly from Avraham Avinu. Now the answer was, he had the soyon, the greatest soyon, to divest himself of any negiyah. Another answer we gave was that to perform the act on your own child is much, much greater in the soyon than to be moiser nefesh yourself. We asked the question, Avraham Avinu would obviously recognize that if the Rebbein Shloim wanted Yitzchak as a korban, it would be futile to think of any alternative scheme. It would be therefore logical to fall in line and do it berutzen rather than to be forced, to which we explained that Avraham did much more than fulfill of the request of Rebbein Shloim berutzen. We proved that he performed the entire kaiser with a simcha, with a selfless love to the Rebbein Shloim. And the last question we asked was that at 37 years of age, Yitzchak might have been asked his approval of this test, considering the major role that he was about to play, which we explained that the Bris with Avimelech confirmed the confidence in his son and future generations, which was underwritten by the Rebbein Shloim, Ki Yedatid Lamana Sheitaveh Es Bino Besbaiteh Achor. Allow me just to conclude with the vote which has got special chavivas for me because I held it from my Zayda. The Eibishter said at the end of that Kaide, Atu Yudati Ki Yerei Elikim Atu V'lo yichusachtu es binchu es yechitchu mimeni. He was just about to cut the child's neck. he was thwarted by the Malach. Shati is about to do the Maaseh Shechita. Al tishlach yotchu el ana. Al tase lo mi'imu. Afilet kan kratnish. Nothing. But there's a moiridike dialogue which goes on in the Medrash, in the Tanchima, and other places between the Revoin Shlulem and Avum Avini, which is unbelievable. Avum Avini says, who is that that's speaking to me? And the Malach says, the Malach is speaking to you. Avum Avini said, if you are the Sultan, I'm not prepared to be enticed again. I had enough with the rivers and the thwarting at the time on the way out. You were trying to deceive me and cheat me. No way am I going to listen to you. Says the Malach, no, I'm a shliach of the Rabbein Shloilem. He doesn't want human sacrifice. Avum says, the Eibishter commanded the sacrifice. Only he can withdraw this commandment. Medrash says, immediately the heavens opened and the Rabbein Shloilem says, Bi nishmati im Hashem. I swear to you, it's true. Avrum said to the Rabbein Shloilem, I too swore not to leave this place before receiving answers to the following question. You said, Ki bi Yitzchok ikur elechu zura. That's the future of Klal Yisrael. Rashi brings it as well. Then, Kachnu es binchas yichitko asho hafzu es Yitzchok. How do you reconcile it? I brought him. Al tishlach yotchu lana. Don't touch him. Al tas le mi'imu. Either. The boy in Shloim answered him, I said, V'ha alayhi. Now take him down. Avraham Avinu said, a human being needs to test his friend to determine his loyalty. But it is the Chayadayim Achshuvah. You knew I was willing to shech him. Why did you test me? The boy in Shloim said to him, Emes, I wanted the whole world to see why I chose you from amongst the nations of the earth. Medrash Tanchima. Coming back to our verse, Avraham Avinu was clearly worried that the Maaseh HaKedusha was incomplete. It hadn't been fulfilled and he was being thwarted, he was being stopped. So the Malach said, At Yudati Kirei Lekim Atu. The Gemara says that the person does a mitzvah ve bashafna praklet ha-malach. If he does an avaira, a praklet ha-malach gets created as well. If he performs the mitzvah in perfection, the Malach is perfect, 100%. And the same goes for Navaira Chatzushul. If he doesn't, then in which case the Malach is also imperfect. It's missing an Aiva, Hamsa, Fisa, Oik. It's not the same Malach, it's missing something. The Malach said to him, Do you want proof? You think you haven't finished the job? Why did he say the last word? He says the Malach to him, Mimeni, I'm the Malach that was just created for your mitzvah. Look at me. Am I perfect? Am I missing anything? You finished the job. You passed the test with flying colors. That's it. Mimeni, kik machun, I'm the Malach that was created from there. K'mu shekuva shavu muvini et rachmo beten fin reboin shloilo im kain yich beshir achmechu anu so drinken de gile schleim et maher vimein.